This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At colleges across the country, courses relating to the Middle East, Islam, and international relations are popular this fall, and campus speakers on terrorism and global politics are attracting crowds. Jason Bobian of member station WBUR in Boston prepared this report.
During the Cold War, the word East referred to the Eastern European countries. The East was synonymous to communist countries.
At Northeastern University, Professor Urham Halim is standing in the front of a large lecture hall of students, presenting a lesson on political conflict during the Cold War.
The West Bloc and the East Bloc, or the Eastern Bloc.
The class is an introduction to international relations. Last year, it attracted 12 students. After the September 11th attacks, Halim reworked the course syllabus, moved to a much larger room, and ended up with 60 students in the class. One of them is freshman Geraldine Aigue.
Before, I used to think terrorism, like, it never seemed real. I mean, like, it did, but it didn't. It's just terrorism is, like, a real thing to me now. It's not like, oh, something that's going on in a faraway country.
Aigue went to high school in New York City, and she says some of her former classmates lost relatives in the attacks. The events made her want to better understand terrorism around the globe. To tap into this heightened student interest, Professor Halim says she will concentrate the second half of the class exclusively on issues related to terrorism.
We will look at the IRA, we will look at the Shining Path in Peru, we'll look at the Basques in Spain, just international overview, and of course, undoubtedly, we will be touching upon the recent tragedy here in the United States.
And it's not just terrorism that has become the hot topic on campus. At Harvard, enrollment in a class called Thought and Change in the Contemporary Middle East has tripled to 300 students. At Harvard's Divinity School, a course, major themes of the Quran, attracted twice as many students as expected. From the University of Southern California to Duke to Columbia, students are trying to gain a better understanding of the political and social forces that brought terrorism into the heart of America. And this pursuit extends beyond the classrooms. There have been campus vigils for the victims of the attacks and peace rallies in opposition to the bombing of Afghanistan. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology held an evening lecture on the structural design of the World Trade Center and thoughts on how to avoid this type of failure in the future. But for the most part, the focus has been on learning about the Middle East. Boston University's Islamic Student Group held a forum on Islam and terrorism. Imam Talal Ayed, the head of a local mosque, told a crowd of about 60 students that Muslims are widely misunderstood here in the United States.
Those who insist on reading the history of the Middle East in order to learn about Islam, they are mistaken. It is as if you are reading the history of the Crusaders in order to learn about Christianity, which is not right.
The evening forum was supposed to finish at 8 o'clock, but students were still asking questions and the event ran a half hour long. A few people left early, but most of the students stayed until the end. Afterwards, sophomore Tori Finoff said she found the discussion insightful.
It was really nice or useful to hear people who are actually Muslims talk about how they feel and how strongly they feel about their religion. I thought it was really useful for me. I think I got a lot out of it.
Since September 11th, Imam Ayed in Boston says he's had more than 100 invitations to speak, many of them at college campuses. This fall, quite a few schools were already locked into their course schedules by September 11th, but officials at several of these institutions say they'll offer additional classes on the politics and culture of the Muslim world next semester. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.